AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistan is moving ahead with plans for more U.S.-Iran talks. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's unclear whether it will actually happen.
A tenuous ceasefire will expire in 2 days, and President Trump tells Bloomberg News he's highly unlikely to renew it. Over the weekend, the U.S. attacked and seized an Iranian-flagged vessel it says tried to evade the Navy's Iranian ports blockade. Tehran is vowing to respond. Iran's foreign ministry this morning said there were no plans to take part in more U.S. talks, but also did not rule it out. President Trump told the New York Post Vice President Vance and other U.S. negotiators were, quote, heading over now to Pakistan for the meeting. Vance's motorcade arrived at the White House after those remarks were published, meaning he had not left for Islamabad. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Winston-Salem, North Carolina say two people are dead after a planned fight among young people escalated into a shooting at a local park. Investigators are still trying to determine their exact involvement, including whether they were a suspect, victim, or witnesses. A third person has died following a series of Atlanta-area shootings. Singer David has been charged with the murder of a 14-year-old girl in Los Angeles, who authorities say was found dismembered in his Tesla last year. Sources tell the AP the Justice Department has subpoenaed several witnesses to testify before a federal grand jury in Washington as part of its investigation into former CIA Director John Brennan. Republicans in Congress allege Brennan made false statements before a committee about the preparation for an intelligence assessment about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Brennan denies any wrongdoing. Amtrak train service in Florida has been disrupted due to wildfires in the northeast part of the state. This is AP News. An explosion and fire killed a mother and six kids at a Pennsylvania home.
Pennsylvania State Police say responding firefighters confirmed that seven people were trapped, but they couldn't search the building. It was engulfed in flames. Neighbor Christina Duck told WNEP-TV.
I heard a boom and I could feel it. And I got up and looked out the window, and I could see the flames through the windows. And I come running outside, and within a minute, the whole house was completely engulfed.
All seven died.
By the time they got there, there was no saving that house. It went up so fast.
Police identified them as 34-year-old Sarah Stolfus, four sons and two daughters. Authorities are investigating as to whether a propane leak might have led to the disaster. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cuba confirms meeting with U.S. officials on the island. They want an energy blockade lifted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.